in the Seder this week, Parshas Bashalach, Pasuk Shteit, by the mon, and David told the Yidden to go out and collect the mon every day. Pasuk says, but by Shabbos, al yitzei ishme mekoyim evim eshvi. On Shabbos, you don't go out, a person should not go out from his place on Shabbos. It's machlokes tanoim, what this Pasuk is saying. The Mishnah in Tzoyte, Chazayim Mebeiz, Rebbe Kiva holds, and Remeya holds that way also, the Bryce in Erevin, the Chlamahem Mebeiz. So one more bryce than even the Yitzayim Mebeiz Tanya Priya, that these Tanayim hold that this pasuk is the lav deraisa of Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos is din deraisa. The Rabbanon Nachaylik. The Rabbanon hold that at the end of the first paragraph, they hold that Tchum Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. That's not what this pasuk means. They teach the pasuk al yitzi ishmu mekayimi v'yidashin it al yitzi ishmu mekayimi. It's a pasuk on Haitzah. So it's a pasuk on the Lava of Haitzah, and the Malach of Haitzah, why Haitzah needs its own pasuk, the Gemara talks about. And because we have Machlokes Tanoim, is there din Tchum Shabbos, and is the Tchum going out of Tchum, Midaraiso, Midarbanon? How do we paskin? The Yishami paskin, Yishami says the Loch is, like the Mandama, Tchum Shabbos is Deraiso. So love Deraiso to go out of Tchum on Shabbos. Now, but then the Yishami explains that the Shir is not the same Shir, and later the Rabbanon made another din, Tchum Shabbos, they were Machmir on the Shir. The Midaraisa, the Shia Tchum Shabbos is Yud Beis Mil. It's 12 mil. A mil is 2,000 amas. So Yud Beis Mil, I believe a mil is Be'erch a mile, somewhere in that range. So Yud Beis Mil, Tchum Deraisa would be to go out of the city 24,000 amas. Or if an am is 2 feet, according to Tchum of the Geshita, it would be 48,000 feet. It would be pretty far. About 12 miles. And the Rabbanon came with their Masakh and Tchum Shabbos to be 2,000 amas. Just 2,000 amas. A shorter distance. 1 mil. Where does it come from? The Shia Deraisa is learned down, according to Madama, that Tchum Shabbos Deraisa, the Shia Deraisa is learned down from Machne Yisrael. The Machne Yisrael in the Midbar was 12 mil. That's Chazal knew. And the main law, the law was, don't go out of the Machne another 12 mil. Up to 12 mil is just, I'm sorry, it's just outside. But, is only, the Shia is not to go out of the Machne another 12 mil. And the Rabbanon, where does that Shia come from? The Rabbanon Shia is learned out from Migrashiyah. And the halacha of Ari Levim, when the Levim were not given a chek and etzor, but they were given certain cities to live in, the Torah says you should make a migrash, an open space. It's a hiddah for etzor. It looks beautiful, it looks nicer. They have an open space around each city of 2,000 amas. So that's where Chazal got that Shia of 2,000 amas. So learned out from the Migrashiyah of Ari Levim. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Pirkei Chazal, passing away to Yishami, that there is a din Tchum Shabbos Deraisa. That someone goes out of the Tchum, out of the city, 12 mil, he's over a lav deraisa, and he gets malchus, like in all of them. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, and it's also in Chedush Ramban in Erevin, and Mechemes in Erevin, the Ramban is chayil. The Ramban says, he holds that the Shambi takapasins like that it's Tchum Shabbos deraisa, but the Babli he tines is chayil. And we have a Machlokes Babli and Shambi, pass like the Babli. He learns the Sugya in Erevin, that he's on the base, that the Babli saying a halacha, there's no Tchum Shabbos deraisa at all. There's only Tchum Midarban. The Chinuch in Mitzvah of Daled, he holds like the Rambam. He holds that there is a din Tchum Shabbos Midaraisa. That's Yud Beis Mil Deraisa. And the Chinuch therefore counts as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. He counts as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs is not to go out of the Tchum. And the Chinuch Kedaka, he gives a tamim of a Mitzvah. He gives the reason for the Mitzvah of Tchum Shabbos. He says like this: Mishroshi Mitzvah Zu She Nizka V'Neida. That we should, the time of this Mitzvah is we should remember, we should know. She Oingam Mechudish V'Lei Kadmain. That this world, the Eretz, the land, was created. It's not Chas V'Shalom a Kadmain. The only thing that's a Kadmain that always was the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say in Davening, in Yigdal, Kadmain L'chol Davash and Nevera. The Ribbono Shel Olam was a Kadmain, always was. Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't think the world always was. And therefore, Alkein, Lizka, Dover, therefore, to remember this, Roy Lonu Shel Nuach M'Mokem Echad. It's Roy Fos and Shabbos, we should rest in one place. Klaimah Shel Olay Nelach V'Derech Rochek Rak Derech Tiv Oynig. We should not walk far on this land. We should only go what's considered Oynik Shabbos. People enjoy taking walks in Shabbos. And up to 12 mil, that's called enjoyable. It's not called too much work. This chinuch to me is a sisri tayer. In other words, sisri tayer to understand what he's saying. How do we remember? What's the zecha that the olam is a nivra? The olam was created. It's not hashem akadmain from the fact that we keep Tchum Shabbos. We don't go out of Tchum Shabbos. So if anyone has pshat in this chinuch, I'd like to hear it then. I was looking around, I haven't seen the pshat. The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah of Daled, he classes the Santa Shaila. He brings down the law we all know is that in Tchum Shabbos you can make it Erev Tchum. Chilul Shabbos means that it goes by your Makom Shvisa. It goes by the point where you were at the beginning of Shabbos, the Knesset of Shabbos, from every Shabbos when Shabbos starts. If you're inside the Moshul of this town in Lakewood, then you're allowed to walk, of course, in the whole town. And Ear is defined, it's all Sugis and Evin, but Ear is defined as long as the space between house to house is not more than 70 Amos. As long as you have another house, each one is within 70 Amos, that stretches out the city. And then at the very end, this whole Gemara says, you have to see a diagram, you make a circle around all those houses, you draw a circle, and then you draw a square around the circle. And that stretches it out even further. But our Kapanim does come to an end. It's very interesting that I think people know one of the Rabbanim, there are a lot of Rabbanim here in town that hold that the point where Lakewood ends is Mamish this corner on Brook and Counting Line. This is right where the city ends. It's considered the end of Lakewood. And between us, the Primavera. Primavera is already Chutzal Ir, nothing personal. But Chutzal Ir, and to walk out of here, you can only go 2,000 Amos from this point. You can only get to certain parts of Raintree. You can't get too far. But what you can do is you can make an Erev Tchumen. What you could do is before Shabbos, what you do is you set up, you put some muslin, you put some food. You go outside of the city, you go within it. Let's say a mashal between one city and the next city is 3,000 Amos. For example, I think between here and the next city would be Brick. Let's say someone for a good disaster, someone had a healthy kin, the child in hospital in Brick, had a baby, and he wants to walk to Brick Hospital. That's out of the tchum, I think, according to everybody. It's more, let's say there's between us and Brick, there's 3,000 Amos. So you can only walk out of Lakewood 2,000 Amos. You can't get to Brick, which starts 3,000 Amos away. So what you can do is, you leave Erev Techumen within, towards the end of your Techum. You go outside of Lakewood, close to 2,000 Amos. You put your Erev Techumen. You say the Nusach and the Siddur, which means you're being, or you have in mind. You have in mind you're being Kohen Shvisa over there. And that will be your Makom Shvisa. That will be your point of where you're starting from. Is Zemeinla, when it comes Shabbos, from that point of your Erev, you could go another 2,000 Amos. So you're able to walk, let's say, 1,900 Amos till your Erev. And then you could go from your food, your Erev Tchumen, you could walk another 2,000 Amos, which will get you to the Brick. And then you'll be able to walk through the whole city over there. That's Erev Tchumen is. The Minch, and Agav, I think somebody has it set up, but you just have to have in mind, you're being kind of Shvisa by that Erev Tchumen, and that will get you from here to Brick. The Michas Chinuch says, what about for Tchum Deraisa? According to the sheet, is that is the Tchum Deraisa, to go 12 mil, can you make an Erev Tchumen to get you further? Let's say between the two cities is 23 mil. You want to make your Erev Tchumen close to the end of 12 mil, and then you'll be able to walk the next 12 mil to get you to the next city. Can you make Erev Tchumen for Tchum Deraisa? So the Michas Chinuch Pashit, yes. The Svar of Erev Tchumen is the Reis of the Gesvar. That is your point of Shvisa. That's your Makom Shvisa. If you make Erev Tchumen, that will even help Tchum Dereisa. You just have to put it out within 12, close to the end of 12 mil. But Kletem Mechasun Hashem Shaila, what would be if you made Erev Tchumen for your Tchum Dereisa close to the end of 12 mil, but you did not make Erev Tchumen for your Tchum Derabanan? Let's say you put your tchum, your Erev, outside the city, let's say 11 mil outside of the city. It's way past the tchum derabanan. So this, how are you going to get out of your tchum derabanan? You won't be able to. But the shayla is, let's say someone's over, and he walks out of the tchum, he walks out of the 2,000 amas, he's over, he doesn't have Erev derabanan, he walks out. And then he gets to his tchum deraisa, and then he continues walking. Was he over in this deraisa? Does he get malchus? Or does Erev tchum help for the tchum deraisa? You hear the shayla? What? The side wouldn't help is, the halacha is, an Erev Tchumen has to be accessible. It has to be in a place where you can get to it on Shabbos. The Moshe, if somebody buries an Erev Tchumen in the ground, you're not going to dig it up on Shabbos, that Erev Tchumen would not help. It has to be able to get. So this Erev Tchumen, the Chayr, is not accessible. He can't get to it, because to get to it, it's out of its Tchum Derabanan. He'd be over in its Derabanan. Because it's Tchum Derabanan, so that's the Shaila. The Negeya Deraisa, do we look at the Derabanan? Do we say, Lamaisa, the Poyol, he's not allowed to go there, the Rabbanan asked of him, so it's not accessible that Erev, so it won't help them even for the Tchum Deraisa? Or do we say that, no, when it comes to Deraisa, we don't even look at the Rabbanan at all. Mid-Deraisa is accessible. Since Mid-Deraisa is able to get to, it's enough.
When you make it, you keep both and
you'll get to there. Well, that'll get you another 12 mil. And it might be enough to get you to the next city. Same thing, that'll get you.
You have to make multiple errors.
You can make multiple. You can only have one.
Well,
you can't make two.
You
can't make one for the Rabbanan, one for the Reis either. You can only have one. Where's your Makom Shvisa? It's either here or there. Either you made one for your Tchum Dereis or Tchum Dereban. Wherever you made, you only made one. But we're talking about the whole nafka mina, the
mitzvah.
Nothing. He's the whole nafka mina. Someone's over the rabbanon. He walks out, he's over the Rabbanan. He had no heir for that. He was over, he didn't have heir to Rabbanan. The Shaila is, did he do an heir to Raisa also? Is he Chayav Malkus? That's the Mechazal Chakir. Would he be Chayav Malkus? Or for Benegay Malkus, Benegay the Raisa, that he has an heir to Chumman for the Raisa. That's the Shaila, and he buys Serchian. There's another interesting Shaila, the Mechazal brings down, the Gemara in Beit, Afla Mazayin, says that Behem of the Kehlem, him Karagle Bailam. All possessions, all Chafetzim, and behemoths also, they go with the tchum of the owner. The mashal, if someone has a raincoat and he did not make a yef tchumen, so his raincoat will be totally in his tchum. It cannot go more than 2,000 amas out of the city. So if somebody else who made an yef tchumen and his tchum is further out, wants to borrow that raincoat, he can't. He can only take that raincoat to the place where the owner's tchum is. It doesn't go by the person wearing it. It goes by the owner's tchum.
What?
We'll be able to carry the person that takes it out, that carries it out. There's a chayr to be a nachgemina. I don't know if people think about it. A person has a guest for Shabbos from New York, and he guest for Shabbos here in Lakewood, and he leaves his raincoat over. And then the next week it's pouring rain, and you want to borrow it. It's your brother, and you know your brother doesn't mind. There's no question of ganev. You know your brother doesn't mind at all. You want to take that raincoat, get the shul. You won't be allowed to. Because that raincoat will be, the next Shabbos, he left it over by you, then actually he's back in New York. So since the owner's in New York, that raincoat that's sitting here in Shabbos has the tchum of the owner in New York. And you would not be able to walk with it even one step.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's in any moment, you can do what you want. If you made a kinyan on it, then it'll be your karagle, the person made the kinyan. That's different. You made a kinyan sheila. If you actually borrowed it, yeah, but you know, there's no kinyan. It's still on.
You're taking another step that the
kinyan
should become your
shmita
there, even though the
kinyan
is here.
That's the halacha. That the kinyan that came became karat bailam. Wherever the owner is, that's the. I gave you one case that you know, Reuven has a coat and Shimon made Ev Tchumen. Shimon's tchum is further out, but he can't take Reuven's coat only according to Reuven's tchum. He can't go further out. The Milchus Chinuchla is this halacha that Behem V'Kelim is Karali Bailam, is that on Tchum and Deraisa also? Is that also such halacha on Tchum and Deraisa that a person will take the coat, his friend's coat, out of Yud Beis Mul of his friend's Tchum, even though it's within his own Tchum? Would that be also Eved Deraisa, or is that only Derbanan? And he brings down, it's actually Machlekes Paiskim. The Magen Avraham, Simen Taftal, Tzifkan Alaf brings V'Shem Derabach, that's only Midrabanan. Midrash is no such halacha. Chafetzim have no tchum. Tchum is on a person, not on clothing and chafetzim. But the Maram al Shaka, Magadam Mizan, Maram al Shaka is chayil, and he holds this as in the Raisa. Another shayil Mechasim brings down is Benegay Shvisis Behema. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, Gamayin Yenu Achshach Vechamacha, that you're not going to let your Behema do any malacha. So he brings down, Machagas Paiskim also, what about if your Behema wants to walk out of tchum? You're not going to let your Behema do any malacha. But if you see a behemoth is about to walk out of tchum, are you mechuyif and like go wave your hand in front of it and shoo it in, do what you can to make sure the behemoth doesn't go out of tchum? Is that also part of this halacha of shvisis bantay? So he brings down it's machaikas. The Magen Avraham brings the Shem Lengavush that yes, it's also part of halacha shvisis bantay. Don't let it go out of tchum. And the Daki Moshe in Siman Shin Hey brings the Shem Hagos Mocha Tzarishin. In Kedushin says that no. He says Shvisis Behemta is only on Lamatas Malachas, on Malachas that are Chayav Krisis and Chayav Skinga, but not in the Setchumen, which even according to Mandama, Tchum is the right, it's only Chayav Lavin. It's only Chayav Magas. There's no din Shvisis Behemta on that. One thing it seems is to me that all these poskim, they seem to hold that Shvisis Behemta, even if you hold there is a din Tchumen on Shvisis Behemta, that's only on Tchum Deraisa. But Tchum Derabonon of 2000 Amis, that for sure not. Chazal, we're masakin the din of Tchum Shabbos only on people. We're not masakin that on your behemoths. Another shtetl is, I think that this whole din in the poskim, if there's a din tchumen by Shvisis Behemta, this is not like Rashi and Chumash. If you look at Rashi and Chumash in that pasuk of Laman Yenuach and Pashim Mishpatim, Rashi brings down, it looks like...
Said before was for, so you shouldn't think about age, then. How would you apply that?
I guess you shouldn't think that way by watching your animals. It's only tamiya mitzvah. It's not always the gedarim. It's always the sheirish. But again, Rashi and Chumash brings down. It might be a mechilta. Let's look it up. It sounds like a brayta. Rashi brings down that pasuk. Man yinuach shochav chamocha is a Rashi ten loy nayach. The mitzvah she's supposed to is give your behema rest. Give it also a day off. Give it a day of rest. Let's just go around grazing and eat from the kaka, even though when it eats, it's being over-kaitza. And Rashi says, so maybe if I can't, maybe the halacha is, the halacha shisbehemta requires you to lock up the behem inside a house that should not be toilet, it should not eat. If it goes on eating grass, it's doing malacha. So Rashi, Amrit einzin nayachan atza. That would not be rest. That would be tza for the behemah. If you have to lock up the behemah and not let it go out and graze, that would be tza. So you see from Rashi that the whole mitzvah of the man yinuach has nothing to do with melacha Shabbos. The whole mitzvah is to give the behemah what it enjoys. Let it have rest. If I can't, let it do melacha skoitz if that's what it enjoys. Where do you see that? You're talking about you're standing on your behemoth and he's doing it for you, like he says. It's called that's a whole different lab. We're talking about Gaman Yenuach. Rashi seems to learn. This is the Beferish. Rashi says you're not allowed to let the behemoth do toilish. Not allowed to do toilish. So it just seems to me that this whole sheng of tchumim would not be nagei according to Rashi. It's Yeshua and Zagrashi also according to Rashi. The whole din of shis behemta is let the behemoth do what it wants, let it relax, let it enjoy itself. So like the tchum, we wouldn't be telling the tchum. And if it wants to walk out of the sun into the shade, out of the tchum, let it go. If I can't.
But this
is also shis behemta. Shis behemta is not shis. That's something else. That's also something. Yeah, she's just came with a machlokes b'sham b'silgan. She's behema is a pasuk in the Torah. It's zicha din in the Torah. Okay, but it's a very complicated sugya. I have some place else where there's a little mayach in it, but I'm not going to go in. There's something to be worried that this whole shayin of if the Tzum Shabbos is nichlal in the din of Shis Behemta, the Chari would not be acquainted to Rashi. The Mechus Chinuch then says about Neve Kanani. Neve Kanani is an interesting case. Neve Kanani is Chayv and Mrs. Ke'isha. So Neve Kanani would have, and the Isha has din of Tchumim. Neve Kanani is also Mom and Bailam. So Neve Kanani in the Chari would be telling the Tchum of its master, of its Adain, of its Bailam, and also Chari would be telling its own Tchum. And he clears also about the Raisa, and that we told in our Sharon before, if Behemah V'Kelim is Kragei Odom, is that din the Raisa also? Didn't get Yudvei's Mild. And even clears the case, it's a little complicated, about Chatsi Yev Chatsi Ben Chayrin. Can you do the Mechus Chinuch always find, and every Mitzvah he clears about what would be with Chatsi Yev Chatsi Ben Chayrin. Interesting case. An Eved that was owned by two Shustim, and one Shustim Freedom. So it comes out, this Eved is half Eved, half Ben Chayrin, so where's his Tchum? Is it like his half Master? Is it with his own? A little complicated, but that's what Mechusna talks about. And one more shayla that Mechusna talks about is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The halacha says the halacha of Akam Shishav is Chayv Misa. The din is an Akam. The Torah says an Akam is not allowed to keep Shabbos. An Akam, a goy, has to do at least one malacha every Shabbos. Do something. Turn on a light. Do something. What about if a goy walks out of tchum on Shabbos? Is he yotze with that? The goy yotze that he's not Akam Shishav is Chayv Misa because he walked out of tchum on Shabbos. No, it's a separate lab. So that's... Maybe. But we're going to get there, right? But actually, the Mechus Chinuch says, the Chari Bitongi in the different Shayin, there's a mitzvah say in Shabbos of Tishbos. The Torah says, besides the Halachan Torah, like Tatsuka Malacha, and maybe this Halachan Torah, Yetzi Shem Mekaymai, there's another mitzvah Torah of Tishbos. There's a mitzvah say, if on Shabbos, there's a Loisa say, to be over Shabbos, also a mitzvah say to be Mekaym Shabbos. So the Mechus Poiskin, if Tchum Shabbos is Nichlal in the Mitzvah Seif Tishbos. If this, according to the Sheetus, that Tchum Shabbos is the Reis, is it Nichlal in the Mitzvah Seif Tishbos? So he says we'll be telling in that, according to the Sheetus that hold that Tchum Shabbos is included in the Mitzvah Seif Tishbos, then it would be enough. Akam Shashabbos, Chayav Misa. If he walked at Tchum, it's also enough not to be up. But if you hold Tchum Shabbos is not Bechal in the Mitzvah Tishbos, then maybe that would not be enough as in Akam Shashabbos. But the main thing I want to speak about today is that Tosfos in Erev, and I was learning, Daf Megillah Mem Aleph. Tesis says, it's a big sugi over there, but comes out, Tesis says, brings down from the Rashbam, Halacha, that it's mutta to go into a boat on Shabbos and let the captain of the boat take off, and even though the boat's not going to take you outside of the tchum, and you're going out of the tchum on the boat. The Rashbam says the reason is because you're not doing anything. You're just sitting in the boat. You're not doing it. The captain is the one steering the boat. He's driving the boat. So that's mutta. And the Rashbam goes right, he says, even in a karain, even in a wagon. Maybe today you will be in a gay going into a car. You're allowed to go in a wagon that a guy is driving, or a car where the guy is driving, and even though the guy drives you out of the tchum, because the maisa, you're just sitting there, you're not doing anything, and the guy takes you out of the tchum. The Rashbam does say, he seems to make his own little gazer over here, his own gazer, that in a wagon it's not kedai to do it, maybe, he says, because in the old days when they would go between cities out of tchum, it was a dangerous place to enlist them, robbers, bandits. And maybe the listim will chase you out of the wagon, and then the guy will be stuck out of the tchum. He won't be able to even go one amma. So, but zich in a boat, where you're not getting off in the middle of the ocean, you're allowed to travel out of the tchum on a boat if you're not doing anything. The Santa Rashbam. Like we said, it might be even the gay a car. Agav, just always like to remember, the person has to go into a car on Shabbos, or for having a baby, more of a shenah simcha. He should be careful not to open the door, because when you open the door, the light goes on, and that's zicha malacha. So one thing, you can let the guy open the door, and then you sit in the car, you're not really doing anything. You're just sitting there, the guy's pressing the gas. As long as you don't open the door, you're not getting involved even with muks, you're not getting involved with mochler ice, turning on the light, and you're just riding in the car. The whole shayin is tchum, if he takes out tchum. I know people talk about going to Jersey Shore Hospital. There's one, we have one time Chacham Hirnstadt, Benny Solomon, who made a whole cheshbin that the whole New Jersey is in the tchum. You cannot go to tchum wherever you go. He made a chesed. Everything is in the tchum. But most of Bunim seem to hold that. They told me that Jersey Shore Hospital is out of tchum. It might even be out of tchum deraisa. There's a big shetach of highways. It might be 12 mil. But according to Rashbam, l'chayir would be mutta to go in a taxi on to Jersey Shore Hospital out of tchum, because you're not doing anything. You're just sitting in the car. Just like the Rashbam says, by a spina, by a boat. But the stipler in Erevin, Sech Erevin, Sim Tesvav, he brings down that the Sefer Truma, one of the Rishonim that the Pesachim will bring down, Sefer Truma in Hilchos Shabbos, Sim Rishchav Talad, he also brings down this Rishvam, and he's Chalim Kateresh. He says, no, it doesn't make a difference that you're not doing anything. You're going out of the Tchum. And if you're forced, you're not, this is one thing, if the Goyim grab you, but if you go with Sinai, and you go with your own free will into a Sina, and you let the guy take you out of Tchum, you zichal over Tchum Shabbos. So the Sefer has, I'm not going to go into all his rayas, but he brings a Magen Mishnah, he brings down a Tshuva from the Rambam, which is mashmal like the Rashbam, and the Sefer learned the end of Tosis is a shtickle from the Ri. If you got to that part, the Ri, the end of Tosis, he says, holds like the Sefer Trumas, that is also. But upon we have a Mechaz Shishonim, if you're not walking out of the Tchum, you're just letting a guy carry you out of the Tchum, is that also also? So what's the Mechaz? So Sefer explains, the machlekes is pashat. What's the geder of the issa tchum? Is the geder of issa tchum azavi a lesser? The malachi calls it a maisa. The issa tchum is to walk. The maisa alicha, walking out tchum is what's asa. But if a guy carries you out, you didn't walk out tchum. You didn't do the maisa issa. It's a maisa. It's like a malacha. It's a maisa. You have to walk out. You didn't do it. So the Rashbam holds it's mutter. But if a trimus will hold, it's not a maisa. It's a lot of averis natura alav shein be maisa. There's no maisa. He gives an example, chametz and Pesach, bayor bayimatzah. You have a person has chametz in his house from before Pesach, and he keeps it over Pesach. He doesn't do anything. He just has it there. The fact that it's there, that's lav deraisa. The same thing over here, Dr. Stipe, that's the Sefer Trimus. He holds the issa tchum is being out of tchum, without any action, just being out of tchum, out of the place where you started in one place, you're supposed to stay in one place. You went out of tchum, that's how you over the issa tchum and lav deraisa tchum. And this type even calls it, he tries to explain a little bit. He says it could be begeda oinik Shabbos, or he calls it kovet Shabbos or menucha Shabbos. That a person should not be mutak mimokam lemokam. A person should not change his place. He should stay in one place, one shvisa for the whole Shabbos. That's the issa.
It sounds like the chalakos between kroy and shirin. The essence that's called melech.
Who says that?
Because since you can get off, it's considered that you
have
a shayas for the ground. It's
considered
walk.
Okay.
It's considered walk.
Okay, but the basic story, he's being masbi, that's the machayas. Let's talk about just svin itself. Svin is zicha machayas yishayinim. Svin is machayas yishayinim. If you're going in a boat and the guy is taking you out of the tchum, the Rashbam holds that mutta. Because, and the type explains, because he holds the malach, the issa of tchum is the maisa walking out of tchum. And if you don't walk out of the chum, you're just being carried out, there's no issa. And the Sefer Trumas holds, no, it's still not so, because the issa is being out of the chum. The Sefer brings down, there's a shayla, the Gemara Beya, that Chafei is mashma, that is issa tchum an yamtif. Is there issa tchum an yamtif also, the same as Shabbos? So the Gemara Beya is mashma, there is an issa. Ben is from Chagas Rishayim. Some Rishayim hold this chum is only Shabbos, not yamtif. Some hold it's even an yamtif. And the Pashtus, the Gemara is mashma, that it's us an yamtif also. The Masho and Ksubis Tavzayin is a kasha. Why would Tchum be us and Yamtif? Why wouldn't it be Mutta Mitam Malach Echol Nefesh? We know that any malacha that's done for Echol Nefesh for preparation of food, the Torah is Matya. The Mashal, using a fire is Mutta. And we know Malach is Mitech Shutun Gotzechot and Amish Lein Gotzech. Once the Malach is Mutta for Tzerech Echol Nefesh, it's Mutta even Shalom Gotzechot Nefesh. So since you're not to use the fire for cooking, you're not to use the fire, people just light a cigarette. They won't go into the other shaylas with that. But you're not to use the fire for other things. The same thing, haitzah. Since haitzah is mutter for echol nefesh, to carry your food to where you want to eat, the same thing, haitzah is mutter to push for shleiros echol nefesh. Once it's mutter for echol nefesh, it's mutter for everything. It's mutter to push a stroll, a baby carriage. What? Well, no, any malacha which is used for echol nefesh, that's mutter for everything, for any other use. There's a meila tain at the mashon. It's a tchum, should be malacha echol nefesh. People would need to carry food from one tchum to the next tchum, out of the tchum. So, effect the mashah, why is it in Mimeinu should be mitach shudan tzerech, it's not mashah tzerech. The whole is tchum and should not apply on yomtiv. And the mashah blives tzerechian. The Sefer brings down the tshuva, in the Rechaim Simukuf Mates, he wants to answer like this. He says, if you look at the pasuk, this mat erechon nefesh, the pasuk is talking about malachas. The pasuk says, kol malachon yasalahem, achashi yochachon nefesh, shung vadi yasalahem. All malachas should not do on yomtiv, except malachas erechon nefesh that you could do. Malachas has to do with food preparation that you know how to do. The whole het of Malachas Echol Nefesh is only on Malachas of Yamtif, or things which have to do with the mice, with the Malacha. But Tchum, Tanachim Sefer, for the Poshet, is not a mice of Malacha. It's not a mice. It's being out of the Tchum. Just being out of the Tchum is the Issa. He compares it also to Chomus of Pesach, by Yorah, by Matzah. It's just like having the Chomus is the Issa. Being out of the Tchum is the Issa. The same thing. That Tchum is not a Malacha, it's not a mice. So mainly, you don't have the whole het of Malachas Echol Nefesh. That's the Chum Sefer. Abu Zakta Stipler, this Chum Sefer will be totally now Fakir, be totally now Machaz Rishainim. This Chum Sefer will be very good according to Sefer Trumas, that Moshe Sefer Nefesh is not a Maisa. But according to the Rashbam, that Issa Tchum is walking out of the Tchum, it's the Maisa Lich out of Tchum, Moshe Sefer Nefesh should apply to Tchum also. So we'll be back to the Mashaz Kasha. And then the Stipler asks, Zeya Shein Kasha, Merdeka Kasha. Yes, there's the Gemara in Erev in the Pesach Zion. The Gemara talks about, again, this halacha, Behem v'keil mekraz ha'yodam, that all possessions go by the tchum of the owner. The Gemara says, for example, if Reuven has the chavius, has a barrel, and Shimon has mayim, has water, the chavius would go according to the tchum of Reuven, and the water would go according to the tchum of Shimon. Let's say Shimon made Erev tchumen, and he could go further east. But he could take his water, but he can't take Reuven's barrel, because Reuven's barrel goes according to his tchum. But the Gemara says, if you put the water in the barrel, then the chavius is a tuffel to the mayim, which is the ikka. It'll be bottle. When you have a barrel of water, the ikka is the water. And the chavius, the barrel, becomes a tuffel to it, and it'll be bottle. And the main Shimon, who owns the water, he'd be able to take the whole barrel wherever he's going, because the chavius is bottle to the mayim.
Do that on Shabbos,
even on Shabbos, I think.
So then
the next talk? Oh, one second. The fact that Stipe Kasha, this is Kasha, the Gemara is another Gemara in Beya, the Flamed Zayin, which is Beferish, this halacha. It says Reuven, well, it doesn't say Reuven, but it says if a person puts on a cholnik of Chaveiroi, his friend's shirt, he's Meshubit to both Tchumen. He can't go out of his own Tchum, and he also cannot go out of his friend's Tchum, because the shirt is Karak Yadam. The fact that Stipe, why don't you say that the cholnik, the shirt, is bottled to the person? The shirt is tafel and the man is yik. The same way we said by chavis and mayim that the chavis is a tafel, the mayim is yik, and the chavis is bottled to mayim, and mainly you can take it. You go by the tchum of the mayim. The same thing over here. What's the Gemara saying that you cannot go out with wearing your friend's shirt? You're meshubah to his tchum. Let it be bottled to you. And Stipe brings Zeraya. How do we know that a shirt, the beggar, is bottled to the person wearing it? He says that's the first Gemara ben again malchus itzad. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Hei says that according to Mandom Achayneis Yisatzma, one Mandom holds that it's mutter to carry a live person outside. There's no malachas outside. You carry dang anamish shesarav, you carry a baby, you can go to machoikas. But one Mandom holds Achayneis Yisatzma. Pashut, if you carry, anyone carries a 20-pound sack of potatoes and then carries a 20-pound baby, you'll feel different. Somehow the 20-pound baby just feels lighter. There's no way to explain it. The Torah says, Chai Nesi Satsumai. There's some Chai Nesi Satsumai. The Meila, there's no insights on that. But the Gemara says, if the baby's wearing clothing, you're not over Hitzah on the baby. Special Allah, Chai Nesi Satsumai. But why aren't you over Hitzah on the clothing? How are you allowed to carry a baby? May it be a knock the baby on unkind clothing, gavati loy, without clothing. Okay, so chayne satsmai. But the baby's wearing baby clothes. So how are you allowed to carry the chai? The clothing should be the asaitza. And for the Gemara, the clothing is bottle to the chai, to the adam. The begodim is bottle to the adam, and the adam is no asaitza because chayne satsmai. Zem for the Gemara. That begodim is bottled to the person. There's a main effect, the stipler here also. Why is the Gemara saying when a person wears a shirt or a jacket, he cannot go out of the tchum of the owner of the jacket? Why don't you say the clothing is bottled to the person? And the main once it's bottled, that's like, why is that different than the Gemara in Erevin that says the chavi is bottled to the mayim? There's no shayin of tchum. The stipler says that he is the shayin to the shvager, the chazanish. And the chazanish showed him in his sefer, in chazanish, at the Marmokam here, somewhere, Seif Amoyed on Shabbos, the Chazanish is the same Kasha. And the Chazanish said, it's in Moyed, it's in Kufi Bey, so it's Gimel Chazanish, the Chazanish is the same Kasha, it's the Yisugis. And he says, Muzzain is a Machoikas Asugis. There's no other terror, it's Machoikas Asugis. The Gemara in Erevin holds that there's an Indian of the Tuffles bottled to the Ichabite Chumen, and the Gemara in Beya holds, no, you don't, rather the Beged is Tuffle to the Adam. We see that from Maitzah. But the Negev Tchumen, there's no din, Tuffles bottle to the Eker. So, the Stipler says, the Maitzah, what's the Pshat, what's the Hezbo, what's the Machagas HaSugis over here, if you say Tuffles bottle to the Eker? So the Stipler could be, this Machagas HaSugis would be talking now Machagas HaShainim. According to the Gemara in Erevin that says that you do say the Chavi is bottle to Mayim, that Gemara could be is going according to Rajbam Shita. We're going according to according to Rishbam Shita, that Tchum is an Issa Maisa Halicha. Something which is an Issa Maisa is past if them, the Tafel is bottled to the Eker. I'm not doing a Maisa on the Tafel. If the Issa Tchum is doing a Maisa walking in the Tchum, but if the Tafel is bottled to the Eker, I'm only doing it on the Eker, I'm not doing it on the Tafel. As a Mingla, there won't be no Issa Tchum on the Tafel. But if you hold like the Sefer Trumas, that it's not an Issa Maisa, it's just an Issa to be at a Tchum, then it doesn't pass the whole din of Tafel bottled to the Eker. It's a sifasvar, a shenisvar. And then Stipe says, nachasvar. He says, even according to the Rashbam, that it is a maisa, the issa tchum is the maisa licha. That's a different kind of bittul. I mean, that's not tuffel. That's not tuffel bottle to the yikka. That's in a bittul beroy. That's a whole different din. This is not bittul beroy. This is in a tuffel bottle to the yikka. Right. So hold the Indian bit, alright. But then the Stipe says another svar. He says this whole Indian that even that Tuffles bought to Ikka, time to Stipe and Chur is more of a svar by any din that has a din shiurim. The Mashal and Haitzah, which has a din shiur, everything has a din shiur in Haitzah. And like Mashal, every Pekamasni goes to all the shiurim. Oich has to be at least a Gregus. And Begadim also in Chur would have to be Gimel Gimel Tvachma, Gimel Gimel Tzbayas, so we have to have a shiur Begad. That's where you say if tuffel is bottled to ikka, it's like it has no shear. It's not choshev. But tchumen, cut the stipel, is there any din shearim by tchumen? If you hold this halacha that behem v'keim was kragli adam, is there any shear? Do you have to take out what if you take out less than a gezayis of eichel? Is there any din shear on this tchumen of taking out tchum? So the stipel, he hasn't found any. What? He says, he writes in brackets, sarchim b'zay, he says, he hasn't found anywhere din shearim by tchumen. If you take one crumb, Of somebody, if you have an Erev Tchumen, and you take a crumb that did not have Erev Tchumen, by Amnadi, also maybe a crumb is not, Pirum Batli is not considered anything. But the Etzim is no Din Shirim. As far as the Sipha knows, if you rely on him, it doesn't say anywhere in Shas or in Paiskim, a Din Shirim. So there's no Din Shir by Tchumen, maybe there's no Din Svar, the Tavashi Batal Deka. And he writes the Lashon, Ein Zem Mukhrech, Vetzarchim Bezev, which is a Shane Azak to think about.
If somebody's in New York, it's attacked to be a
shadow
using his
coat. Okay. Why not? What?
You don't think so?
That would have to be a Kenyan. So what? You think a Kenyan should be?
You don't think so.
Okay. I was just clearing. Also, she may be telling this fakir if they be dimisasek by tchumen. Just hopefully we'll learn this chutzki vege semaches, the famous chuvah misasek, maybe another week. But you say very bekitza misasek is a drushling man. Kisa says the three madrigas. Amazed person says a very amazed is chayav miso malchus. Shogig is chayav a carbon, and there's something called misasek. Shogig means you know what you're doing, you just forget it's Shabbos, you forget it's asa. But you know what you're doing. Misasek means you don't even realize what you're doing. A person is leaning up against the wall, his back against the wall, turns on a light. That's misasek. So misasek, the Gemara says, is this mayit from bo part of misasek is part of from a carbon. So machlokes kiveig and the makor chayim, the nesivus and the sef makor chayim, is the pshat only between the carbon, but it is an avera. And the moshul person should do tshuva the way you do tshuva on every shogig, or is it bechalnish kind of avera? The makor chayim holds it's bechalnish kind of avera. Bechalnish kind of avera. And the Mekor Chaim says another svar also, he wants to say that the whole din misasek is only on averis mit amaisa. Averis shava maisa have a din misasek because the maisa is not miyuchas to the person if he bechal and not realize what he was doing. But an averis without a maisa, he gives this example by Rabbi Yamatz, if a person has chomsom pesach, even if he doesn't realize what he has chomsom pesach and chayis misasek, that is an averis b'shagig. Because an averis which has no maisa doesn't have the whole p'tum misasek. And the man I was clearing over here also, would you have a p'tum misasek by tchum Shabbos? The person doesn't realize walked out of tchum at all. So if it's an aver of a maisa like the Rishbam, the aver is the maisa alicha, then the chayav passes the misasek also. You have a p'tum misasek. If the aver is like the sefer trumas, just being at tchum Shabbos, then it doesn't pass the p'tum misasek. Misasek is not p'tum, it's without a maisa. And just to say, maybe someone is getting to a little bit of the range of helpful, but there's a famous Gemara in Chulin that hey, I'm amazing. What says, Maisa with the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyah, and Nobim stole the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yoyah. They stole it, and they wanted to feed it. They wanted to die, they wanted to use the Chamor, they're trying to feed it, the Chamor refused to eat. And refused to eat, they had no choice, it was going to die, they just had to return it. And later it was in Spara that the reason the Chamor didn't eat was because they were trying to feed it to Mai. And this is the Rabbanon. And the Hail of the Chamor would not eat something in Ishkasha. The Chamor would not eat Ishkasha. And the Gemara says, Ma behemptin shes tzadikin, ein gosh rov mevi tekon al yodon, tzadikin atzmai kol shkein, that the Rebbe Shem watches over the behemoth of tzadikin, that it would not eat something in Ishkasha, kol shkein tzadikin themselves. So Tosfos Svek Tekasha, in two places, Tosfos Tekasha, we do find places where tzadikin were oiva b'shoigig. He gives two examples. In Gemara Makas, Yehuda ben Taboi, he killed an eight zaymim, the chayyur wrong. It was wrong. It was a shagig. And the gemara in the Shabbos, Bishmol Krabi Hitas in there. Bishmol was one time learning, and b'shagig he made the fire get bigger. Oh, so that's the answer. This is there. That the ikadin of ain kashrucha maybe the kol yodon is on a dove issa. Is on achila, which is a gnai for the tzaddik. But the Heshtuk Kasha, why Tosis only is this Kasha from these two places? So the Gemara Makas, the Gemara in Shabbos, or Bishmol, Karavit, it's not. Chayit is the third place. The Gemara in Erev, and from Gilmul Beis, the Gemara says, the Maisa, Nechem Yibin Ben Chaniloi, one of them Royim, Mashchei Shmaitse, V'yotze Chutzutchum, V'nofa Chutzutchum. He Mashchatei Shmaitse, V'nofa Chutzutchum. He was Rangatan in Lenin, he saw Rangatan in Lenin, he started walking, and he found himself out of Tchum Shabbos. You see that he was over from Shabbos with Lucy. So he didn't realize he walked out. We say that if you hold that like the Rishbam that the Maisa and the whole like Mekachayim that there's something with the Masasik is not there at all, you can fan for that over here. Mechami Ben Chaniloi was Masasik. He was Masasik. He didn't realize he went out. So according to Mekachayim, it's not there at all. That's a test in Yetzimia. But Bamis, there's other Kashish Gideas like this, but let's leave it there. And I'll just leave you one more Maramokam. There's a Kivega and a Shuvah Simini Gimel also on this thesis. I'll look it up.